The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. I know it's still dark out, but keep the coffee going, keep the tea going. Well, today's topic is BRATS, B-R-A-T-S, an acronym I created for all the things that are going crazy this year so far in 2021. BRATS stands for, again, not a spoiled brat, we know about them, but BRATS, B-R-A-T-S, stands for Bitcoin. Renewables, R for renewables, A for ARK or the ARK ETFs, T for Tesla, and S for SPACs. You probably hear a lot about these different companies or these different type of areas. And again, I'm not suggesting to invest in any one of these. I just want to kind of bring to the forefront all the areas that are so-called hot right now. And again, our goal here every Sunday morning, make you a better investor, not jump on the hottest things. But of course, these are the areas that are most talked about. Bitcoin, renewables, ARK, Tesla, SPACs. Now, you probably have heard some of these, like, of course, you heard about Bitcoin. We're going to digest that a little bit. Renewables, what's happening with new administration versus fossil fuel. ARK or ARKK Group, which is a group that's been bringing a lot of money, asset management, we'll talk about that. Tesla, what do I need to say anymore about Tesla? I think everybody knows what Tesla is about. And by the way, we're not recommending buyers or sellers. I'll probably say it about 1,000 times today, I'm sorry. And SPACs, what are SPACs? We're going to cover that as well. So let's jump right in. First off, before we go into today's topic, the acronym BRATS, we're going to talk about a little bit what happened in this market. I mean, this was the inauguration week. Thankfully, it was a peaceful inauguration. Went pretty smoothly as far as I can tell. And, you know, look, our goal here when we get to the market, I'm not going to give you a bunch of figures, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ. You get that in the headlines, right? So my goal here when I do a market recap is really try to get behind in numbers, trying to give you some analysis of what's really happening. And, you know, remember the reporter on the sideline of a football game? Well, that's me, okay? On the side, okay, this person just got injured, he's going to get checked out, or the coach was just yelling at defensive linemen, or whatever is going on in the football game, you're watching, you see from one view, then you get down to the reporter and they're telling you kind of really what's happening. That's my goal every Sunday morning, kind of get behind the numbers, see you on a sideline of a football game and tell you what I think what's going on. So let's talk about what's going on. Market setting records, more records this week, drop in for the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, a lot more stimulus coming, and that's what market's celebrating at the moment, that a lot of money will be spent, maybe be spent at Home Depot, maybe Best Buy. Again, not really for vacation yet or travel or leisure, unfortunately, but some of these things and some of these areas, we've seen Target go up quite a bit. And by the way, I'm not mentioning buy or sell Target once again. But you're seeing the stimulus, again, stimulus has not been passed yet, but it's pretty bold, anywhere from 1.7 trillion, that's 1.7 comma 0000 comma 000, you know, again, that's a lot of money, okay? Sloshing in on top of a stimulus bill that was passed recently and one that was passed last year. So there's going to be a lot of money sloshing around out there. And generally speaking, that's favorable for stocks. And that's one thing we're finding out quite a bit. Yet, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, geez, you know, this new administration will be positive for stocks or negative for stocks. And I guess the best way I could describe it is like a Broadway play, Act 1 and Act 2, okay? So the first act coming out of the gate seemed to be very positive. Again, more stimulus to help out with the virus that's still plaguing us. And yeah, while we're getting vaccinations out there, you know, you read the headlines, it's still very devastating for sure. So, of course, to roll it out quicker would be the best scenario. And we try to do the best we can there. But the Act 1, so to speak, is not even looking at maybe higher taxes down the road or more regulation. Right now, the here and now, the market's looking at Fed fund rates at zero. The Fed Chair Powell said we were going to keep rates that way for some time. soon be named Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she's worked very well with Powell when she was a former Fed chair herself. So you have a really good combination. They're really smart people that know what to do, and they need to kind of prop up the economy so we can get on the other side of this. And Janet Yellen also said, you know, we need as much stimulus as possible to hold this up. But also, we don't need to be raising taxes right away until the pandemic is over. Now, by the way, definition of pandemic is over, I don't know. I've always thought that myself. Like, when can you actually say the pandemic is over? I mean, I don't know what number we need to see. So Act 1 has been very favorable so far for the markets. Again, a lot of liquidity, a lot of money sloshing around there trying to find a home when, you know, 10-year Treasury is yielding 1%. The CDs are yielding less than 1%, and money markets 0.1, moved the decimal point over. And that's why money's been flowing into stocks. And, of course, more stimulus in consumers' hands, perhaps more spending. So that's Act 1. Act 2, though, and I don't know when that's going to happen, will be something that I'm sure investors fear, that is higher income taxes, personal income taxes, higher capital gains taxes, higher corporate taxes. So, again, we don't know when that's going to happen. My guess is it's going to happen sooner than later. One thing I think the Democrats learned from the Obama administration is the first couple of years after midterm elections, that was pretty much it. Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, and Obama wanted to get more things done. It didn't happen. So I think they're going to try to run really quickly on this. But also here, the words from the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen that while you want to raise rates and, you know, move some money around and so forth, they call redistribution of wealth, but also to help pay back maybe some of these huge trillions of dollars to raise taxes, you got to be careful to be on the other side of the pandemic. That's what her warning was. So a lot of things going on. And again, that's why I'm on the sideline of a football game right now with my microphone, sharing with you kind of what's going on when you scratch your head and say, the market's setting records, but look what's happening with the virus. Look what's happening here. Look what's happening there. But I think at the end of the day, at the moment, the liquidity or the added liquidity that will be coming into the economy, into the market, is going to override regulations down the road or higher taxes down the road. And for all we know, the taxes may be just a modest increase. Again, if they're a sharp increase, well, you know, we'll have to talk about that. But if they're a modest increase, the market can absorb it. Getting back to Janet Yellen really quickly, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She said one of the hardest parts of corporate tax rates is being competitive around the world. And something that Trump did was to lower taxes to make us more competitive, to bring back more jobs and so forth. And she was kind of saying, gee, if you raise it too sharply, those companies may go back, in so many words, she said. But she said, maybe there's a way we can raise corporate taxes here in a coordinated way with other countries so it is a level playing field. And it's not this kind of, gee, you lower rates and next thing money sloshes over to this part of the world and so forth. And very, very insightful. Again, she's brilliant. But that's very insightful to think that way because, wow, we can actually maybe raise corporate taxes, but in a way that doesn't make us not so competitive. And I think that's, again, that's going to be tough to navigate. But if anyone's going to do it, that'd be Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. So that's my kind of behind the take. Dow over 30,000. NASDAQ 13,005 and change. All these great numbers. A lot of momentum here. And right after the break, we're going to talk about today's topic. BRATS, B-R-A-T-A, yes, Bitcoin, renewables, ARK, Tesla, SPACs, all right here, right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement. At 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning, bright and early. Well, not the bright part, but early anyway. Today's topic, BRATS, the acronym I came up with for Bitcoin, renewables, ARK, Tesla, SPACs. You probably hear a lot about this, and we try to dissect them to kind of go through and make you a better investor. Not that you have to invest in those areas, just be aware of those areas. And of course, I'm going to be with you every Sunday morning. You just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, all from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's the beginning of a new year, hopefully you're doing your exercises and low-carb diets and stuff like that, we'll add financial health to that. Yes, I'm going to add another thing on your to-do list. And the best way to, I think, you do that is through the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, chapter by chapter, builds on each other. Semi-autobiography, because my dad at that time had a pension, annuity, vision, dental, all these type of things. And we have to kind of recreate that, our fathers, our mothers, grandfathers, grandmothers, of course. So that book for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. Jumpstart your financial health this year by calling 845-371-0101. You could also go to the WHUD website. We should go there anyway. Look at traffic, weather, and news, what's going on in your community. Right there, you could click and order the book there as well. But you can call 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Guys, we've covered the economy, retirement, taxes, insurances, markets, stocks, how to pick stocks. We've done all right there. And most of these concepts that we share with you every Sunday morning are in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Good companion. Kind of like read the book and go ding, you know, ring to the next page. Anyway, 845-371-0101. That's 371-0101. And the area code 845, said another way. And of course, the book sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm. If you're the first 20 caller, you will get this book for free. 845-371-0101. I'll be here with you every Sunday morning around 6 a.m. You can count on that. You'll know what time it is because you turn on, whether through Alexa, whether through radio, and you hear me babbling. It must be Sunday at 6 a.m. Must be Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, GPS for your finances. Of course, stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday through Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 a.m., right after the traffic report on the famous Mike and Casey Show. Then we got you covered on the way home, 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes, what they did, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created, all for you right there. For more information about what we do, MahoneyGPS.com. Go to our website. You can find archived radio shows if you missed them, my TV appearances. I'm on the national TV pretty much every week. Our newsletters that come out on a Tuesday evening. You can also sign up for a newsletter blast. Some great information there. So MahoneyGPS.com. Find out more what we do. Now, before the break, we're talking about brats. We're going to get into brats. Again, we're talking about high liquidity, why the market's doing really well. And the first act so far in the inauguration went pretty smoothly, thank God, this past week. And actually, there's going to be some winners and losers by sector, obviously, with any new administration. And that's in that BRATS, the BRATS, I thought, B-R-A-T-S. So first one, let's talk about BRATS. Now, you've heard of FANG before, right? F-A-N-G, acronym, F-A-N-G, stands for Facebook, Apple, or Amazon, probably both, Netflix, and Google. That was a thing dubbed by Jim Cramer, and that stuck for a long time because those are the leaders for the last couple of years. Those have been the high-tech leaders. Then we heard from Fat Man, another acronym that's been floating around out there. I don't know who gets credit for that, Fat Man. I guess you make you a Fat Man if you buy these stocks or held these stocks for some time. Fat Man stands for Facebook, Apple, Tesla, that's a T that's missing, M, Microsoft, that's not in the FANG, Apple, and then Netflix. So that's we have FANG, Fat Man, and today I present to you BRATS. That's Bitcoin. That's a part of the Bitcoin. We're going to go through that in a second. Maybe not necessarily investable, but we want to talk about it. R stands for renewables. A stands for ARK Group. T stands for Tesla. S stands for SPACs. So let's get into Bitcoin. That's come up in our mailbag, which, by the way, MahoneyGPS.com. We have a mailbag there for you. We can answer your questions. So Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, and of course, you've heard a lot about it. For our clients, I don't like it as an investment. It's up, down, lower place. I know some people made a fortune on it. Maybe I don't get it. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. But I know that's something that moves 10% overnight, up or down. Yeah, it's kind of shaky. If you're going to go into an investment and you lose 10% for a year, you would say, geez, that was a really awful investment. I didn't do so well. It just kept going down. I lost 10% this year on my investments or investment. But can you imagine overnight losing 10%? And that's happened a number of times, especially over the weekends, it seems. I mean, I think it got as high as 44,000 this year. By the way, this year is only about 3 weeks into the new year, as high as 44,000 and as low as 28,000. So I don't know if Bitcoin is really investable. Again, we don't recommend it because of all the craziness. But however, there are places to make money around the Bitcoin kind of universe, so to speak, or ecosystem. And that is maybe the picks and shovels. And there's a lot of companies that provide infrastructure to make that work. And so maybe you don't want to bet on Bitcoin, and I wouldn't, because I don't know if it's going to up, down, sideways, and I know something could go down 10%, like a bump in the night. That's not cool. Don't want to be investing there. But however, there are a lot of infrastructure companies. I'm not going to name them all here. I really can't. But there are a lot of companies that do help support Bitcoin. Much like the .com that came around, we're all part of the birth of the internet. Remember that? We got our gateway sent to us, our Dell computer sent to us, and we're all set to go. We dial up. You got, remember that whole thing? Well, we were there for the birth of the internet. And the best companies that did well were not necessarily .com. As you know, .com was .bomb. Many went out of business. But for the .com, there were a lot of companies that were the pick and shovels during that time. Cisco routers and networking and all these type of things that, you know, to make the internet work, the backbone of the internet. Same thing for Bitcoin. I believe the best way to play Bitcoin would be the backbone or the infrastructure of that. So again, right after the messages, we're going to get onto R of Bratz, and that's renewables. And of course, fossil fuel probably not going to be so popular in this administration, and investors now flock into renewables. And we'll be touching on that right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, Bratz, B-R-A-T-S. Bitcoin, we just covered before the break. Now we're going to go over renewables, ARK, Tesla, and SPACs. But before we do that, I want to make sure you get the book that Mike Bennett's talking about, Not Your Father's Retirement, Start the New Year with Another Goal of Financial Health. Call for your free book. The first 20 callers, early bird gets the worm, 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. Each chapter kind of builds on each other. Not Your Father's Retirement. Here we go. 371-0101 and area code 845. Sells on Barnes & Noble and sells on Amazon for $17.99. But you're up early. You can make the call and you'll be the first 20 callers. I promise. Here we go. 845-371-0101. You can also go to the WHUD.com, as you should go almost every day. Traffic, weather, local news, what's happening. It's all right there. And also you can click for your book offer right there. 845-371-0101 or WHUD. Home site. And of course, stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we got you covered. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all around 8:25 or so, right after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15, well, we got you covered there as well. On the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management will give you the national business news, the indexes, what the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. More information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, well, that would go to MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we were talking about these brats I came up with. Now, remember, you've heard of FANG before, probably FANG, F-A-N-G, acronym for Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google. FATMEN stands for Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Microsoft, I'm looking at it, Amazon, and Netflix. There you go. So now I came up with something called BRATS. B-R-A-T-S. We covered Bitcoin a little bit. We said probably not investable, but maybe the picks and shovels are. Do some homework around that. But again, a lot of questions about Bitcoin, and people want to buy because they want to sell to someone else that goes higher, this type of thing. I promise we get into R for renewables. That's renewables. This administration is definitely going away from fossil fuels. Executive orders within the first hour, I think, of being inaugurated. And the Keystone Pipeline is gone. That's from Canada. I guess it's prized Trudeau, the prime minister there. But anyway, it looks like the Keystone Pipeline. So we're seeing through the debates, through the election process, and now Biden as president, kind of going away from fossil fuels and renewables. Now, again, there's so many different renewable companies that are out there. I always feel, don't try to pick the one or two. This is what you want to do. You may double your money. You could lose half your money. I always like to buy through a mutual fund or through what they call an ETF, exchange-traded fund, where you buy a basket of them. You buy a whole bunch of them. And so if you do believe the next wave is renewable energy and this administration can put a lot of money there and away from fossil fuels, remember, we always want to try to figure out, as an investor, not where the hockey puck is, but where the hockey puck is going. That's from Wayne Gretzky, of how he scored so many goals. It's like, well, it's not where the hockey puck is, it's where it's going. And somehow, we always found an opening. Same thing here. It's where we are now in 2021. Where will we be 5 years from now as a country, 10 years as a country, and as a world? Are renewables here to stay? I imagine they are. But again, as far as BRATS, as far as the themes for 2021, as I mentioned, Bitcoin, it will always be a theme. It feels very popular last year. And towards the end of last year, this era of renewables started getting, again, as a group, a lot of momentum, a lot of investment behind it. So I think that's something you should be taking a look at. Again, remember, innovation. There's a lot of innovation in renewable space. A lot of companies competing for sure. That's why I think it's better to take a basket. But innovation also brings more investment. Definitely brings a lot more investment to the group. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney. I'm Mahoney Asset Management. I'm with you here every Sunday morning. Today's topic, an acronym that I came up with called BRATS for Bitcoin, Renewables, ARK, Tesla, and SPACs. These are the areas right now with a lot of momentum. We're not suggesting that you invest in any one of them, but really try to give you information about the areas that you probably heard a lot about. Bitcoin, you probably heard a lot about what are these SPACs, and we're covering those. So renewables is the letter R for BRATS. Letter A or K Group. This is like a Fidelity Group, so to speak. It's a mutual fund company managed by Cathie Wood, the manager of the year 2020. Oh, the funds are bringing in about $500 million in new investments per day. Again, I cannot make any recommendations, but you should go to ARK.com, ARK.com, and you can see all the different articles that they write. The flagship fund is called the ARKK, and what they do is they buy companies that are very innovative, that are actually going in there and disrupting their industries. Examples of companies they buy are companies like Tesla, Roku, Square, those type of companies. So there's, again, there's ETFs. There's a whole bunch of ETFs that are out there. But the ARK group, or the acronym for BRATS, is really important because this tends to, again, this at the moment, a lot of people are talking about the ARK funds. Their performance in 2020 were off the charts. Not suggesting you invest in that. That's just a starting point. But if you're investing, I'm sure you may have heard of ARK or ARK Group or the symbol ARKK. As again, they buy companies that are innovating. And that's where I think 2020 left us off. Because of the pandemic, companies had to innovate. Do or die, right? I mean, scientists do or die. Companies, universities, families, everything we had to do, we had to pivot. And out of that became a lot of innovation. Tons of innovation, and that's what ARK really stands for. ARK stands for buying companies that are innovative. Next one is Tesla, part of our BRATS acronym. Again, we're not recommending you buy Tesla, but obviously this is, we're talking about companies and areas that's all the rage. So Tesla was up 650% in 2020. Probably won't do that again. But they're not just a car company, and that's where people kind of miss out. They're a storage company. They have a lot of intellectual patents. Elon Musk, the leader, is the modern-day Einstein. Very interesting. There's a lot of reasons. And finally, for the acronym of BRATS is S, SPACs. Special Purpose Acquisition Companies. What are those? Again, my friend said they bought SPAC. Basically, it's a shell of a company until they buy a company before they go public. And again, this is very speculative, but these SPACs are here to stay. It's a way for companies to access money, go to the public markets instead of like going to New York Stock Exchange, but go right directly through the exchange through one of these SPACs. Oh, time goes by too fast. I wish we had more time. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.